USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Chief Justice Roberts is just so upset, I can imagine, because he's lost control. People will think, at least, he's lost control of the court.
Constitutional expert Alan Dershowitz on Newsmax overnight. A draft opinion by the Supreme Court poised to overturn the landmark 1973 Roe v. Wade case that legalized abortions nationwide was leaked to Politico. Mr. Dershowitz believes a law clerk at the court leaked the document. The document was labeled first draft of the opinion of the court in a case challenging Mississippi's ban on abortion after 15 weeks, a case known as Dobbs v. Jackson's Women's Health Organization. A federal jury on Monday convicted a New York Police Department veteran, Thomas Webster, of assaulting an officer during January 6, rejecting his claim that he was defending himself. Guilty of six charges, the assault charge alone is punishable by up to 20 years in prison. USA Radio News.
While the economy is uncertain, possibilities to save money remain. Hey everyone, this is Mike.
And this is Brian with Fellowship Home Loans. Even in these trying times, a cash out refinance could be the light to your path. Home values are rising and interest rates are following, so don't hesitate to make a move to do a cash out refinance now.
Let us check some numbers and see if you can save or if it might make sense to hold tight. It starts with a phone call at 800-535-2779. That's 800-535-2779 or online at fellowshiphomeloans.com.
We guarantee a thorough check of the numbers, the market, and your obligations to determine the best path. Give us a call at 800-535-2779, 800-535-2779.
Or online at fellowshiphomeloans.com. For more than 20 years, we've helped families save, just like we'll help you too. Fellowship Home Loans, welcome home.
Intercontinental Capital Group, DBA Fellowship Home Loans, Equal Housing Opportunity Lender, MLS number 60134.
The population in California shrinks, yet holds on to the number one position in America.
California's population declined again last year. State officials say a slowdown in births and immigration, coupled with an increase in deaths and people leaving the state, are the reasons. Despite a shrinking population, it's still the country's most populous state with more than 39 million residents. Texas is in a distant second with 29.5 residents. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns in New York.
Calling the January 6th Commission illegitimate and characterizing the probe as a political witch hunt, House Republican Representatives Mo Brooks of Alabama, Andy Biggs of Arizona, and Ronnie Jackson of Texas on Monday rejected requests from the January 6th Committee to testify voluntarily. All three members slammed the mostly partisan panel itself. It should be noted Democrat Nancy Pelosi rejected the Republicans' choice for the panel in favor of her own personal picks. USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
An unprecedented information leak Monday night at the Supreme Court reminds us how far some will go to push their personal political agenda. A draft by the Supreme Court of the United States to change Roe v. Wade decision on abortions appears to not only be authentic, but a deliberate attempt to pressure the justices. Constitutional law expert Alan Dershowitz on Newsmax overnight.
But this was not just an inadvertent leak. I think this was an act of civil disobedience engaged in by a determined law clerk who thought it was so serious that a woman's right to abortion would be taken away that they were willing to risk their bar, their career, their heritage. There's going to be an attempt to break the journalist privilege. There's going to be an attempt to call Politico and demand of them that they reveal the source. Politico won't do it.
They won't do it.
But the case may go all the way to the Supreme Court on that issue as well. And so this is a monumental day. Chief Justice Roberts is just so upset, I can imagine, because he's lost control. People will think, at least, he's lost control of the court.
Former Philadelphia police officer 26-year-old Edsel Mendoza, who fatally shot a 12-year-old boy in March, has been charged with murder. The complaint alleges after shooting at police and a foot chase, the 12-year-old had already thrown his gun away and was on the ground when the officer fired the fatal shot. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.